Welcome to the Music Talk podcast with me, Graham Farmer. In this series of conversations, I interview some of the biggest artists, DJs, and producers in the world. I hope you enjoy this series. Let's get into it.
Hey, dude. Welcome to the disco, my disco shiz. Steve Disconnison, how are you doing?
I'm all right. I just thought I should have got you a Disco Squad t-shirt sent, shouldn't I, before we...
We can do a swapsies. I'll send you a DT one.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
We could have done a live swapsies where like I throw it to you and you throw it and then we change mid swap.
Did you ever see the one we did with Michael Gray with the cake?
No. Oh yeah, I did. Yeah, did you pass a cake and he received it? And
yeah, it was. That's part of the fun, I think. That's the best thing about Twitch is when you do crazy things like that. And for someone like Michael Gray as well, you'd think Michael Gray would just tell you to get lost. But I phoned him. I was like, I've got an idea, Mike. And he's like, what is it? I was like, go to Sainsbury's and you've got to buy this cake so it looks exactly the same as mine. And he went and got one. And it worked really well. And then, because it's just a case of putting your arm out the screen and then pressing play. And then he got his son to pass him. Oh, I've let the secret out now.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So he did that. So he did it twice. And then I've got video footage of me wanting the cake. Don't ever, ever want a full cake with about this much icing on when you're live streaming. I had to poke a hole through so I could breathe. You could see I was starting to panic.
It was starting to panic.
But there you go.
Right, great. That's one way to start a stream.
It's not the worst thing we've done.
The timer has stopped. Oh yeah, they're on a bit of lag. What an intro. Yeah, welcome in, Steve. Welcome to our stream. How are you doing after all that? Oh my god.
I'm good. That's a funny stream. I didn't realise you could see the comments in this. This stream thing's really good. I like this, Graham.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, because I can see the chat.
Yeah.
See the chat, yeah. It's brilliant.
It's very cool, isn't it? They've just that's a new thing. That's a new thing. They haven't had that before. That's new. I haven't seen that before.
It's really good. I can even turn it to dark mode. I like this.
It's a very cool system, isn't it?
Dark mode is amazing. yeah. So what were you saying?
We haven't had that before. That's cool. That's upgraded. I haven't actually seen that side of it. I've only seen this side. This side's wicked.
It's really good. I can see Grumpy, Big Shot Grumpy, Stradders. I should have worn my glasses. Grad Masks. Parsons is in. Yeah, it's good. I like it.
Yeah, Ecamm has updated laws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I need to look at something like this because I'm going to start doing a podcast.
Great.
But the podcast is going to run aside the Twitch thing. And I'll get your advice because you're the man. I don't know where to put it or what to do with it. But the first one's going to be me interviewing Michael Gray. That's going to be the first one. And then we'll interview you. And then I thought we could interview squad members.
Good idea.
It doesn't have to be famous people and like Jedis like you. It can be... It can be just anyone. And I think people would really like to see the other side of people, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's what I feel like when we do these. Like, I like the system for it. It's great for streaming. It's great. We have to pay for this because we pay for all the extra time. It's not like free like the OBS, and so it makes a cost.
Jedi
for
with a G.
OBG Kenobi. Yes. Love it.
It'd be good.
But it's a good piece of software, and it's solid, and we've only had a few issues, haven't we, Loz? A few issues, crap.
Don't you think the issues is what makes you, though? Don't you think the problems are what make your streams better?
Do you know what it is? It's always when we've written all the questions, we've set the shed up, and we're sitting there leisurely having our lunch and just like, oh, we're actually ahead. We feel like we're ahead of the game. Then as soon as we get in here, there's a technical issue, or the camera starts falling over midstream, or the audio doesn't play, just stops being able to play through the stream software, and it's just coming out the speakers in here. Oh, my days.
Especially in the early days. I mean, we had some horrific things. I used to use Serato audio cable, you know, the virtual audio cable. So, but because I run a two-computer system, I've got my thing over here. Well, you've all seen anyway, but I've got, I stream music from the computer that's normally there. It's not there because I'm using it. It's here. And then I've got the PC. So we had to run Serato on there and Serato on the other one, just so you could use the virtual audio cable. You had to turn it on, even though you weren't using the Serato, for it to see the S11. But the problem was, if you weren't paying attention and you turned the mixer off while OBS was switched on, it would wreck the virtual cable. But it didn't wreck it. The sound still come through. But in real time, it put it up about 4 octaves. So you sounded like Pinky and Perky. Wasn't going faster. It was in real time. I've got a video I'll find it somewhere of me in the raid train with it happening and shouting for Lee Buxton to get on so I could raid out.
Oh my gosh.
And so I never used to be able to turn the mixer on and off, and it still does it every now and again, but at least I know what it is now. But now I use, is it AIOS or whatever you call it, the plugin?
No, I don't know. I literally just use Ecamm, and then I just switch it on, plug it all in, and then we're done.
I think it's ASIO or something like that, and just a driver, and then you tell it which channels you want. Mojack's helped me set it up.
Great.
Because obviously the mixer's got channels coming out.
ASIO. There, someone's saying it's in the chat.
Stradders is...
I've actually never DJed on Twitch. I've never DJed on it. I've streamed on any DJ. I'm literally just come on and talk and be an idiot and interview people.
I might try and be an idiot sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great fun.
I'm too serious, me.
Okay. I thought this might happen. We're kind of swerving around the kind of plan.
I warned you. I found my earbuds. It was underneath the elephant table. I've got a table with an elephant on, and it was under there where the missus seen it and didn't pick it up.
An elephant? I'm interested in the elephant table.
So I got rid of my sofa. Mm-hmm. And I went down to buy, I wanted one of them L-shaped ones, you know, because we've got a massive long room. And I thought a nice L, remember we were supposed to be talking about music? So, or Twitch, one of them. So I wanted an L-shaped sofa. So I went down to the shop with my tape measure, right? Measured it all, everything. And this one side was too long, but I worked it out that it was too long by one chair because it came in sections, right?
Yeah.
So I remember saying to the guy, I'll have this, but I don't want one of them pieces. And he knocked me a couple of hundred quid off. As soon as I walked out the shop, I remembered that it came with a drinks holder. You know where you put your drinks in? Now, I've got kids, so I remember telling him I didn't want that. So what I'd actually done was ordered a sofa that was too small. So when my sofa came, it didn't go from the wall to where it was supposed to. It was about this short. So I bought a table with an elephant on it, and that's how I've got an elephant table.
Right, good. That's solid.
Yeah, that's apparently where I keep my earbuds.
Now, underneath the elephant table. Right, good.
Yeah.
While we're on this kind of random thing, one of the first things we talk about from my interviews is what is your meal deal of choice when you come to going to like a supermarket, Tesco, Sainsbury's?
What sausage do you go sarnie, for? 100%.
Sausage? Do you go for the meal deal, like the kind of
No, it's just a sausage
drink?
Sarnie and a latte.
Is that it? Okay.
Well, the sausage sarnie keeps me grounded, but the latte makes me feel like I'm posh.
Okay.
So it's a win-win situation, Griff.
Okay.
And before you all ask, and this is God's honest truth, sausage sandwiches, brown sauce, bacon sandwiches, tomato sauce.
I put brown on both, but you're good.
Well, you're wrong.
I can be wrong. I don't care. I'm putting brown sauce on both. I don't really have tomato ketchup.
Is there such a thing as a posh Geordie? I'm not a Geordie, by the way. I'm a Smoggy. I'm from Middlesbrough. If I was a Geordie, I'd be saying things like, why I man, can he pet? And all that. I don't think there's such a thing as a posh Geordie. I might have run into one from time to time.
Brown is rubbish. Brown is not rubbish.
It depends what sort of brown it is. I tell you what not to get, and I hope they're not listening. Don't buy Hellman's tomato sauce. What a load of rubbish. I thought the missus had just asked me if I found my thing. Should I tell her that I haven't and wind her up while she's at work? There must be some celebrity from Newcastle who's posh. Gazza, he was posh.
Grilled cherry tomatoes are better than red sauce or with your bacon sandwich, though. What? Grilled cherry tomatoes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Whoever said that, I'm down with that.
That's Loz, my assistant.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
We're going to talk about Twitch.
Yes, please. I'd love to. When did you start? How did you start? When did you start streaming? And how long have you been on the platform?
I think I'm coming up on 3 years.
Okay.
I think it's 3 years.
So you started before lockdown?
I started 2 weeks before. I started the week of lockdown, I think.
Okay.
Because I was ill in hospital. I got out of hospital and literally the gyms got closed in the UK about 2 days later. Mm-hmm. And I think it was the Friday night, because I was originally on, everyone in the chat will know this story. They'll be like, oh, here he goes again. I was on Facebook to try and I was getting some decent numbers, you know, but it was mainly because I live in Hull, but my family lives up north.
Right.
So I couldn't sort of see him. So I was logging in so that my sisters and my mum, because believe it or not, my mum listened to me grow up and DJ and told me to turn my music off so much. And now she logs into Twitch and watches me. Yeah. And yeah, she loves it. She's a Disco's mum if you want to follow her. I was trying to get her to affiliate, but I don't know what.
Amazing.
Well, we got a gnome to affiliate. So if we can get a gnome to affiliate, we can get my mum to affiliate.
14th of April 2020 was the first stream. Oh, there you go. 14th of April.
There you go. Yeah, because
I
remember I was on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then I was streaming every single day. I was doing 5 o'clock till about eight. And then they started to slow me down, you know, where they cut you off and stuff and that. And then I was doing a Deep Heat special. You know the CDs or the vinyl, Deep Heat?
Yeah.
Well, I got a load of them and I was just doing classics. And then a record label shared my stream. And I thought, oh, that was good. And then two seconds later, it had gone, my stream. And it had just, it had blocked me out completely. So I used to play Xbox when I had time. I haven't got any time now, but I used to play Xbox. And I'd gone down and I'd been talking about streaming to my friend in Middlesbrough. And she went, why don't we stream this game we're playing? It was Gears of War and it was on Twitch. And I was like, I never thought about Twitch. And instantly ran back upstairs and reconfigured my system Do you want to see my system when I first started?
Were you just doing it off your phone?
Yeah. But do you know what it is? Wow. My phone used to last exactly 2 hours and 5 minutes without a battery. So I could stream and I would know when it was going to time to turn off because the battery would just go. And I used to basically just stack it up. There's footage of it. And then we did Twitch. And then Sean... Hull DJ, who lives in Hull, obviously, he started helping me and we just set to it and the rest is history, really. So we've been on nearly 3 years. Mm-hmm. We used to stream 5 times a week, I think.
But then it was lockdown, at the time.
Yeah. And then it became 4 because I used to do a Sunday morning. But then when IRLs came back, it just wasn't possible to do Sunday mornings. I was getting up at 10 and I was due on at 10:30. And I don't mind being tired, but you don't want to do a show if you haven't got the energy to do it. You might as well.
Yeah, 100%.
So we just knocked it on the head. So now we just do 3. But exclusive for you, Graham, I lost one of my gigs on the weekend yesterday.
Oh.
So in it, right? So hang on, I might start doing. Do you want to drop? Anyway, but yeah, they're lost.
So when are you going to start doing?
I might start doing a Thursday afternoon.
Oh, cool.
I might do. I don't know yet.
At what time do you stream at the same time every? Have you always streamed at the same time? I mean, do you
still 3 o'clock. Monday and Wednesday, 3 o'clock. Oh, well, it's 3:30 now because the missus, the selfish, gets started working. So now I've got to pick the little boy up at 3. So I start at 3:30 now when I go till 6. But then on a Friday, I do 12 till 2:30 because then I finish and then I go pick him up.
Oh, so you pick that time because it's just fitted in your schedule nicely.
Yeah,
pick the boy up, come home.
Yeah, but then once I started going, I think I'd be a fool to change it now.
Yes,
because I think timing is the most. Anyone who asks me what's the most important thing to get going on Twitch, it's schedule. Do your set ones, but do pop ups if you want. But don't just only do pop ups because no one knows when you're going to be on, so you won't you won't get any numbers. You might get followers, but you won't get many viewers because people. If you pop up at 4 o'clock in the morning and you're normally on at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it's like starting fresh, isn't it? All your viewers are asleep.
I saw someone actually ask that question on Facebook. When should I stream, Wednesday or Thursday? And And then everyone was going Thursday. It's better for the weekend. And I was just like, I literally replied to him going, when's it fit in your schedule? What time? Stream the time it fits into your schedule every week, because then you can turn up every week.
But I don't understand. I hope he's not listening. What's the difference between Thursday and Wednesday?
Same people. People are always online.
I can't think one. Hey, Groovy. How are you doing? House Addict. Hello. When is it? You know?
I think probably because people are in a weekend mindset on a Thursday, maybe. I think that's possibly why they're
See, I like Friday lunchtime, because then I know I get up and I do my, I won't swear, control for design on the morning. Then I know once I've done my stream, that's me set for the weekend. I'm done.
Nice.
So I quite like that one. But it's all good. And do you know what it is? I still enjoy it now as much as what I did when I first started.
Well, that's good. I do as well. I love it. I enjoy it more and more. I was thinking about dropping to 2 days because we were doing something on a Friday and it wasn't really working. It wasn't really growing. And then I've been kind of fanning around with what to do on a Friday.
I haven't heard that for ages.
And then I was like, should I just drop to 2 days, or should I just double down on what I'm doing on a Monday, which is demos? And because that really works. That works nicely.
Yeah, I like the demos thing. Yeah.
And that moves to Friday, and then move that to Friday as well. So, but yeah, I love it as well. I love UDIV. Yeah, we've got a UDIV command in the, and it says stop being a sausage.
I've just seen it. Why Stratus is in the chat? I think, is there an Urban Dictionary plugin on Stream Elements being added?
Wow.
Freckles was on about it this morning, that you can, it's linked to Urban Dictionary, and you can you can search for words on it. Stratus will know, I bet you.
Okay, so you started in April, then you were doing it every day. When did you get to affiliate, and then what happened kind of along that journey? Let's talk about that.
We got to affiliate pretty rapid. We, I think it was a few weeks. Watch Stratus will go and look at my sets now, and he'll tell me. but it wasn't long, because when you do it 5 days a week and you're in lockdown, affiliate's not easy that hard. I mean, this sounds awful, but affiliate is actually very easy to get. It's not hard to get affiliate, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we love to get affiliates in our chat when we're streaming. Our record is 6 affiliates in a 3-hour set.
No way.
Yeah,
pushing their followers up, and they'd already is it because they'd obviously done the hours, they just needed the followers.
I'm 4 short of 50, and I'm 2 short of 50. I'm 6, and we did 6 in one session, and it was that was that was about a year and a half ago, and we used to. But that's how we built the channel up. It's never been the Steve Disco Newsom show. It's the Disco Squad show, and we just help each other. You know what I mean? We have some heartbreaks. We have some giggles. We take the piss out of everyone. No one's safe. But that's the point, right? When I first started, everyone was, as soon as people noticed me, because especially when the David Morales thing happened, that opened a lot more doors than what you would believe.
What was the David Morales thing?
Well, David Morales spotted me and asked me to be a DJ, warm up on his Sunday Mass show.
No way.
Yeah, I've done it 3 times now.
Holy shit, balls. That's well good.
Yeah. But well, he rang me at 8 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And I thought it was the council tax, right?
What? So,
yeah, because he'd came into the stream on a Friday and he'd watched Sam, and he came into my channel, and then he was about 3 hours later, I'd said, I can't believe that Dave was in here earlier. And he messaged and said, oh, I'm still in here. I like it, type of thing, right? And then I'd messaged him and said, if you want any help setting up or stuff, because he was green screening at the time. He'd only just pretty much new to the platform. And I just messaged him saying, if you want anything, give us a shout. 2 days later, my phone rings. I'm sat here. And the day before, I'd been arguing with the council about my council tax. Because when lockdown came, they put me on universal credits, so they paid my council tax. Then at the end of the year, they went, oh, you've been twitching, you've earned too much money, we want our money back. So I'd been arguing with them. Sake. Yeah, right. They wanted like a grand off me. I was like, what? They were like, we can put you back on the benefit, though. I went, what's the point? You're only going to take it back off me again next, you know. Yeah. So then the phone rings, and I thought it was a council, and it was Dave Morales, and he was like, oh, yeah. And we just sort of became mates from there, really.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, I've done his show 3 times, but that did, so that opened more doors, and then we started to propel up as well. I'm currently about three people away from 11,000 followers.
Wow.
Yeah, but here's the but. We got hit with a follower bot about 6 months ago.
Right.
And I think it was about 600 followers.
Right.
What's now, I know for a fact that you tell me, but it caused chaos in my stream. Someone sets it onto your channel. So I got 600 followers. As soon as I went live, it hit, right? And anyone in the chat who's seen it, the problem was, because it was a hit of 600, it was like so-and-so's followed, so-and-so's followed. Then my bot was replying, then so-and-so's followed, then my bot was replying. And so it went on for about 3 hours show, so no one could chat while it was happening.
Jesus Christ.
Because it was just relentless. But now, I don't know what my true... I know a couple of hundred came off not long ago, because I was nearly at 11,000, then I went down to like 10,800. So I don't know what my true number is. So I can't really celebrate 11,000 in case I've still got some bots on. Because I might celebrate 11,000 and then it might drop down 200 again.
Did you grow the most in that first, in those lockdown years? Did you get most of your followers in that space? Yeah. Or have you grown?
Yeah. It's got slower as it's got at the end. I mean, in lockdown, I think we were averaging 250 followers a week. Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. It was just relentless. It was going up and up and up. And it was... It seemed like I'd just be celebrating 2,000 and it'd be up to four, like within a matter of 3 or 4 weeks. It was ridiculous. So we're doing like 12-hour streams every month because we were hitting a new milestone.
Fucking hell. Do you still see some of those people in the chat, or the chat community kind of happened since the lockdown?
No, there's loads of new ones, but there's still I've never been asked that question before. That's a good question.
Do you remember the first 100 viewer stream? That is a good question.
Of course I remember the first 100 viewers, yeah. Yeah, I mean, within a few weeks, there was me and Hull DJ and Julie Seward in the beginning, and then we started to build it up, and after a few weeks, we bumped into the likes of Lee Buxton raided us, and then Claire came on our team, and we started building from there. And that was all the first ones. But yeah, I remember the first, it didn't happen overnight. I remember the first, I'd say 2 or 3 months, I was streaming to maybe 20 people, 20, 30 people. And then it just sort of took off and it just, but it's weird. Once you hit 1,000 followers, it's like the algorithm changes or something. Paul Brisk told me, I remember Paul Brisk put me in a team when I was a couple of hundred people in. Because I originally started streaming on another guy's channel from San Francisco, I think. And I would do 9 o'clock slots for him on his channel and then jump into my own. And then that's how Brisk spotted me. So Brisk put me on the team. That pushed me up as well. And it just snowballed. It just did that thing. But I did it at the right time. I think anyone starting Twitch now will get there. But it's
Would you start now if you were going to, if you had to? If you just found it today, would you think, yeah, I'll jump in and do it?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I can't remember my life without Twitch. Yeah. I can't remember what I've got no time in the day now because of it. But I don't remember. And I've said this before, like I've met so many nice new people and friends. And I know they are friends, but they're acquaintances and people, you know. But I don't remember my life before a lot of them. Like, who did I used to talk to before the people I talked to on Twitch? Like, I don't remember. And I've got more mates now who know more about me than people. I'm 51 next week. It's my birthday next week. Hint, hint.
Oh, happy birthday, dude. Yeah.
Next Wednesday. Oh, week today.
You can have the birthday song.
Hey, Mike. Mike Freak's in. Mike Freak's awesome.
You can have the birthday song.
Can I?
Yeah.
Wait! Happy birthday to
you! Happy birthday to you!
Happy birthday to you! There you go. There you go.
It's like we planned
that.
Oh, fuck's sake. fuck's sake. What was you doing before Twitch? Maracas.
You what?
What was you doing before Twitch?
Dying. I was in hospital, wasn't I? But
shit.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm not dead. And then before that, I was DJing,
you gigging? So, was you gigging a lot externally before lockdown?
Yeah, yeah. I used to do. I was on like about 4 or 5 gigs a week, and then I'd knocked it on the head a little bit, and I was doing 2. And then obviously, yeah. But then I'm a graphic designer during the day. Because when you're self-employed, you've got to have more than one finger in more than one pie in case one goes tits up, right?
Tell me about it.
Yeah. So the graphic design was sort of carrying over. And then I remember the week of lockdown. I was like, the first week of lockdown, I was like, my work's still coming. This is amazing. I swear to down, it was the Friday. It just went, just stopped. Because obviously I designed flyers for pubs. The pub's shut. Who's going to advertise? So it just stopped. Oh, no. That made me find Twitch. And then I never thought I'd make a living out of Twitch, I'll be honest. And it's never, ever been. I didn't go on with the, this is going to be a career. It was within about 4 months that I realized that I could make a career out of it.
It is
my business now. I make a living.
Because I see you sharing your results of your streams and you get mad submissions and mad like subs and mad. How did that start, and how did that, like, are you pushing that, or does people just jump in and because they're having a good time?
Never push it. Never. I've never once asked for a sub. I've never asked for a single bit. I'll tell a lie. I might have once or twice said, if anyone's got a spare 100 bits, can we fire the hype train? Especially if someone's put like a 10 stack in, I'll shout, has anyone got 100 bits, just so they can fire it in, so because we don't miss the 10 stack on the train. Because if you leave it for so long, you're going to miss it, aren't you? That's the only time I'll ever ask for a single bit. And I think that's, and I get a lot of people saying to me, like, I'd give you some money, but I haven't got any. And that's not what it's about. I would rather eat my own arsehole than take your last 100 bits. I would. It's not about that, is it, really? I'm not going to, I'm here to entertain and have a good time. And it's, Graham, don't tell anyone, but this is my therapy. I love it. It's just a release. And I get to see my mates in chat and stuff, you know? Mm. So it's work, but it's not work. I dress up as a banana for a living, you know?
Yeah, I heard you get into the fancy dress. We've got a whole stack of it here. Look, I literally live in a fancy dress. This is literally a fancy dress parlor, my shit.
That's what we should do. Well, I had a banana outfit and I lost it. It's still in the house somewhere. So then Julie sent me a new one.
Just over there, just to my right over there, we've basically got this crate and it's just full of fancy dress. I've got a little wig drawer here, just for wigs. I've got a stack of hats somewhere.
Don't suppose you've still got my high heels from that Friday night, have you?
They're probably over there somewhere. They're next to the alien over there.
It's just to match my thong. Yeah, so going back to the bits thing, I've never asked for support. I'm overwhelmed by it, Graham. Honestly, I've cried many a time on streams. I think the record, I think I've cried maybe 3 times. I just physically broke down. It overwhelmingly sometimes because people don't, like, it is a business, right? And it is, I make a living from it. It's not me that makes a living from it. It's my little boy, and it's my missus. And it's the heating in this place and all these bloody lights and these monitors and stuff. But it's more than, it's the support that I get feeds my children. I don't just get it and go and spend it all on champagne and hookers, unless it's a Sunday. But it's
good.
It feeds my kids. I mean, my child's a hooker anyway, so he brings his own money in. But
it does show you care. You're right. Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah. So when I see people helping me, feed my kids by streaming, how can it not? It touches me. And it doesn't matter if it's 1,000 bits, a gazillion stacks, or 1 bit. The fact that someone's supporting me is fantastic. I mean, what goes around comes around. And that, I'm a believer in that. What goes around comes around. You've got to give it back. You can't just take it. You've got to go in other people's streams and give it back as well. You've got to give some of it back.
Yeah, I do as well. I do that as well. I'll like pop because I get up so bloody early. I'll sometimes jump into streams when I'm up first thing in the morning. I'm just sort of working. I'll have them on in the background.
Yeah,
and I go on, like, some of those ones I quite like. I watch loads, and I'll go and jump in and donate some bits and some subs in there.
Yeah, but it's good, isn't it? But if I'm in, it happened last night in Salem Halloween Girls. If someone gifts me a sub, I'll instantly, don't care whose channel I'm in, I'll instantly gift a sub in to pay it forward. I don't care whose channel I'm in, because I'm not there to get subs off people, you know? So if someone gives, yeah, exactly. That's the way. And imagine if everyone did that. Imagine if everyone paid everything forward. The world would be amazing. I still want to do that thing where you go to McDonald's and pay for the person's food behind you.
Oh, I wanted to do that. I was going to do that last weekend.
Do a live stream of it.
No, do you know what it was? I got to there and there was a massive queue and I was starving. And so I came around the corner and I went to the chicken shop. And I just bought myself because I was in there on my own.
So you're going to say I hid around the corner and then nicked the food off the car that was behind me?
No. The queue was like massive, and I'd come back from the football and it was massive. And I was just like, oh, I can't be fucked to do this. So I'm going to go get chicken shop because I think that'd be dead. Yeah. Who is your favourite streamer to watch? Grumpy Snid Us.
They always say that. There's too many of them. I'll tell you who I've probably spent the most hours in. It's a guy called K-Raid. And K-Raid, he's a gamer streamer. And that's just because when I'm working, I can't sit sometimes in DJ channels because I'm listening to the music too much. So I don't get any work done. It's impossible. So K-Raid was one of the first people I met on Twitch. I think I'm up to 30 months subs on him.
Wow.
Yeah, he was literally one of the first people. And do you know what it is? And this might be good advice. When I went in, he asked me who I am, where I was from, what I did for a living. I told him I didn't tell him I was a streamer because I wasn't at the time, I suppose. And then I told him I was a graphic designer, and he started asking me questions about graphic design and things like that. And I've stuck with him ever since because he made me feel welcome.
That's cool.
Yeah. Always ask. I'm a right nosy get. I like to find out everything about my community. Yeah.
Well, I know loads of mine. I feel like I'm fat. There's a 1% for me today. That's great. Love that. I'm going to start asking you all, gang in the chat, who are you? What do you want? What are you doing here?
Yeah. What are you doing? What you wear? And some people like it. I mean, it's a great way of. That's a good thing about Twitch. That's the difference between Mixcloud. Hope you're not listening. Facebook, don't care if you're listening. And Twitch. The Twitch community is just miles different. It's people. And I mean, don't forget DJs. We're a tiny amount. Have you seen some of the numbers gamers get?
Yes.
Like, we're a tiny little speck on the Twitch spectrum.
I know. I saw somebody interviewing, who was it? There's a Spanish guy and he was interviewing like footballers or something. And he had 3.4 million people watching him live. And I was just like, are you fucking having a laugh? And his chat was just going.
See, I don't think I'd like that.
And I was like, how the fuck do you stay up with that? Like, how can you even interact with anyone? Like, it's just going. I was like, fuck about.
Well, our friend who does the Vegas slot things, can't remember what his name is now. His chat's like that as well. And I asked him one day, how do you keep up with your chat? And he has a separate bot that pulls out anything related to him, and that's all. So then 99% of it gets ignored.
Wow.
I'm not in it for that. I'm not in it just to watch my chat scroll up. I want to know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, I'm fuck, I want to go also.
I'd be annoyed. I'd just be stood there like, this is what face I'd be doing.
Yeah, it'd be the worst stream in the world. Just sit there going,
like, Steve, you're right, mate. K-Raid. I mean, I love watching all my we've got Intergalactic today, and we've got 17 DJs. So once I finish with you and I stream, I'm on it. But after that, I'll just sit and watch everyone have a good buzz today because everyone enjoys it. It's real good. And I like watching.
So tell me about the Raid Trains. Tell me about the Raid Trains. Tell me about how did they start? When did, because obviously you started Twitch, but you weren't raid training then. Did they start? And then
I got invited to some little ones.
Yeah.
I got invited to little ones. And I think that's the key. If anyone's thinking about starting, don't think that you can go and jump on a train where the average viewers is 100 and you only have 2. That's not me being awful, but you will kill the train. You'll make yourself look stupid. And you'll also be annoying if you keep asking. Don't ask people to be on. Go and find some trains that are averaging 20 people in the room. Jump on that one. And then once you're comfortable with that, find someone who's a bit bigger and do that. And that's how I think trains should work. Like, it's hard sometimes. Yeah, yeah. I get people asking me if they can be in my train sometimes, and we average about 100, 110. And I know for a fact that if I put certain people in, that'll just kill the train. And it's not fair on the people who are in the train already, like, to watch the numbers plummet. And it will happen. I'm not being a knob. It just will happen, right? So I started doing little ones. Then I got sick of doing them, so I just stopped them because it was becoming, how do we put this without being a knobhead, right? It always seemed to be that I was the one starting the train. It was almost like, oh, Steve.
You want to be the one in the middle where it's getting, where once it's grown up.
It was obvious that I was just a number builder. You know what I mean? And like, well, what am I getting if I'm the first person starting? I don't mind. I'm on a flyer, but if I'm the first person, then what am I getting out of it? And it was becoming blatantly obvious. And so I set up a list of rules, and my rules was, I'll be on your raid train if I'm not the first person and I'm not raiding the person who started the train. Okay. Does that make sense? So the person organizing it, I'm not going to be the I'm doing a train, Steve. Will you be in it? Yeah. Who am I raiding? Me. What? You're just trying to get my numbers. I'm not stupid. So I stopped doing them. But then we started to, I don't know how Intergalactic started. We're on number 14 now and we do them once a month. But I don't know how we started them.
How many different, because you have different trains.
We only have Intergalactic now. We started off Disco Fridays on a Friday.
Right.
And that was just coming up to its third year, but we had to stop it because Sam Tweaks, there was me, Cordis, Sam Tweaks and Aidan Scott. Mm-hmm. And it was us four for nearly 3 years. And then we would have a guest at the end. I mean, we had some amazing guests. But Cordis got a job and Sam Tweaks was just busy because he does weddings outside of Twitch. And I think his wedding seasons had all come back. And he can't commit to them. And at least he's honest and says, he was getting up at like 8 o'clock in the morning to pull records out to play at 10. You can't do that when you've had a gig till 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So we had to just put it on hold, although me and Cordis are doing one this Friday. So that was the only ones. So there's only, and we do Househeads once a month with Kenny Perez, which is one of my only trains I'm staying on. But that's a real good one as well. It's quite a lot of people off Intergalactic.
So trains are booked basically on how many you're bringing to the party.
Yeah.
Similar to an event then, it's bums on seats basically. It's the same situation. Yeah. How many bums on seats are you bringing regularly?
Yeah, so if I went to ask Jazzy Jeff, can I be on your raid train, and he's hitting 4K, and he said, how many numbers are you getting? And I said, I average about 140. He'd just tell me to get lost. Because who wants to go to a room that does 140 when you've got 4K? Yeah.
And I guess there's, for you going forward, there's like that's a bigger train, and as you get bigger, you could jump into bigger trains.
I'm not bothered.
You're not bothered? But you could, essentially.
Yeah, but I'm happy where we are. I don't, like, I've stopped looking at, since that bot thing, I've stopped looking at my bigger number now, you know? There's no point me looking at it because I don't know what the true number is for a start. But it's not about the big number. Everyone's worried about, how many followers you got? How many followers you got? No point having 50,000 followers if you're only getting 4 people in your stream because your stream's crap.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, do you want to, that's what Twitch look at. They're looking at, all they care about is engagement. All they care about is the people in the chat and how much you're actually they're engaging with. If you've got if you've got 1,000 people in there, how many of those are engaging with you, and how many are just sitting there lurking, and how much engagement are you getting per person in the chat? That's what they care about.
Yeah, yeah. We average about 100 at the moment. If we don't get any raids, we sit at about 100. It normally takes quite a while to get up to 100, but we sit there. We'll sit there. But there might only be 20 people chatting. The rest are lurking. But I've got a stream deck, and if you put the plug-in for a shout-out on your stream deck, it shows you all the people who are lurking.
Oh, I've got a stream deck.
Yeah, so if you put the Bar Raider plug-in, you know, for shout-outs, then when you press shout out, it puts all the photographs on your tablet, on your stream deck. So you can see all the people who are sitting in chat but not chatting. So me and Marty Cruz do a thing called Lurk Busters, and we'll go and Lurk Bust and find people who will sit there listening, shout them out.
That's interesting. Everything I've read about lurkers is you just let them be there because they just want to be there and hiding. And
yeah. I've left channels before because people won't let me work, which is annoying. If you say to them, I really need to get this done. I mean, me and Marty Cruz have an absolute laugh with it. Like, it's a giggle now where we try and stop each other working on purpose. But if I'm in a chat and someone is distracting me on purpose, then I'll have to go, like, I've got my work to do. Yeah. But yeah, I used to, what's wrong with, a lot of people don't like lurkers, but lurkers put your numbers up and they'll listen. All right, they don't.
I do.
You're not going to get. Yeah. Let them listen. That's.
Yeah.
It's like radio, isn't it? With good looking people, that's all Twitch is.
Yeah, it is. It's exactly the same. What I was saying, Simon, Prize Gotti Gaming, you can use an external Twitch chat app like Chatty to see when people leave and join and who's idle.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
I like that one. Someone else said that raids are now dead. To be honest, most of the raid trains are dead these days. The meta died a while back.
I agree. I think some of the raid trains are dead now. I think the reason that ours work is because we're all just mates and we just sit in each other's channel. I mean, there's 20, 30 of us anyway, so we all go and watch each other. There's 30 in your room straight away. And we're just sat.
Is that because the hosting, they killed that hosting thing and basically the whole point of the raid was you're going to be hosted on a channel and it's going to add those numbers.
So.
And when they killed
They've changed the boost train now, haven't they? We had boost train for a while.
Yeah, we still got that?
No, mine's gone back to hype now, but it's still, the levels still go up, so I can get hype train up over.
Yeah.
I think our record is level 11, 11, 12.
Wow. 12, sick.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nuts.
Six or seven, maybe.
But then it was like, oh, we're going to boost you to 2,000 viewers.
And then we'd get anything.
No, we'd get like one person in to say, oh, yeah, see, no recommended. Oh, yeah, right. I had someone on Monday come in and said, I like singing. Which basically means, can you play something with words in? So, and she left before I even had time to say anything to her.
We get that. We have people when you're doing an interview, can you play something? They've literally come in, they say, can you play this track?
Tupac Testy. Testy, right, we played Tupac that day.
Right. So the whole Tupac thing. So we had someone come in and they just literally play Tupac.
Oh, is that where it came from? Because you raided me that day.
Right. So we were, and I was literally like, no, I'm not fucking doing that. I'm chatting to someone. I'm like mid-chat with, I think it was DJ Spin or something. And we were like 2 hours into this mad chat and they were like, play Tupac. And I was just like, no, I'm not doing that. You haven't even been in my stream for a minute. How do you know what's going on? You're just literally playing. And it was all in, and then I was like, no. And then we basically banned him. And then after we banned him, I played it. Just to laugh. And then
because you raided me and I played Tupac when you raided in.
And then my missus basically made me a picture to go in the shed for the which sat on the screen for a while. And look, he's got a little magic hat on because we have the magic hat who's over here. This is the magic hat. Look. For a while, the magic hat was over here, and
Is it by Cheese Herald? No, I don't know who Cheese Herald is.
Because basically, we had the magic hat, and you're like, "Hi, Graham, how are you?" The magic, "Hello, how are you?" And I haven't had the magic hat for a while, but so we basically put a magic hat on Tupac, and at Christmas he has a Christmas hat. That's where the whole Tupac thing came from. And then we had a guy that would come in and he would literally talk in caps the whole time. Hi, Graham, in caps. And we're like, and then recently, oh my God, you've not heard about the Cheese Herald. The Cheese Herald is utterly hilarious. Basically, there's a person that comes into stream chats. He's called the Cheese Herald and he gives you cheese facts.
Oh, hang on. I think we have.
He's hilarious. I want to get him on a straight. I want to get him on for
no, but I like
cheese.
People like that. I love. People
I love it.
Like that.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, I like
that. And then the Cheese Herald left, and he goes, "But wait, it's the second coming is coming." And then 2 minutes later, Jesus came in as the second coming of the Cheese Herald.
See that? But that's the sort of thing that
Jesus
I love.
Christ. That's it. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Well, that's the best thing when it's absolutely like I know for a fact most of my chat are there just to try and make me piss myself laughing. Like the amount of times that I forget to play a record because I've just been laughing so hard, it's unbelievable. And I don't know what it is.
Mine's only trying to make Loz fall off his chair. My assistant Loz, I'll try and make him fall off his chair. Like, because we're just laughing. Like, the other day, we were laughing so much. I literally had to hold onto the side and I was just like, my side was still hurting a little bit later.
That's the best ones where you can't breathe. You need to pass out.
So what's the best way to grow your stream now? Raids are kind of going down. What's the best way to grow your stream? How do you grow your streams?
going to other people's streams and be part of the community. Don't just go on and stream. You've got to be part of the community. I found that out in early days. And I really struggle now because I do my work day with graphic stuff. I stream. I do lock. Mm. I do finish down. And then I used to go and sit in Twitch relentless. I mean, I'm in Twitch about three places all day, one on the PC, one on there, and one on the Mac. So I sit in it all the time. But I'm learning music production. So my night times are sort of a bit of that. So I really find it hard to go like, well, shall I go and watch so-and-so or shall I do that track that I'm supposed to be learning? So, but that's the key to it. It's just definitely, because if you don't, people will sometimes forget about you. And if you're not raiding other people and don't raid the same person all the time, worst thing you can ever do, raiding the same person all the time. Raid, like I've got a chef that I raid. We'll go from house to chef or to gaming. We don't always go to house music or whatever. Mix it up because then the chef raids me. I mean, the chef will raid me with 300 people in and he'll have been doing volibonds and I'm doing tech house. But that's what it is.
Shit in the bed. Okay, we normally go. We
normally using to learn music. Michael Gray's teaching me Cubase.
Nice.
Yeah.
We normally go into the music and then kind of raid someone in music, and we'll usually go for someone that's got one person just to go and jump into the stream.
Yeah, I do that. When I first started, it was always let's raid the highest person I can see, so hopefully I get followers. Hmm. But that doesn't work because if the number's too high, you're just a blip to them, even if you go in with 100 people, so they won't even blink. But there's nothing better than someone who's got two viewers and you take 100 people in. Like the look on the face is, I mean, I remember we when we first started, we didn't know Mark White. We sort of knew him. He was been streaming and he told me that he'd set some up, a new Capogen or something, and we raided and we spammed him and shut his CPU down and shut his stream. It just went. It just crashed. He had to. That was. So we had to make. I've got a still of it somewhere of him going.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah. So no, but that's the best thing. But if someone from the Disco Squad's on, then we usually raid them. Or if there's someone on, I'm not going to go and raid some stranger when one of my mates is on. Not happening. And then, but we do like to go and find some new people because you've got to keep finding new people. You can't stick in the same circles all the time. And there's a load of, you think you know all the people on Twitch DJing, but you don't. There's loads of them. And
that person the other day was saying, when should I stream? And I was like, just go on. There's people on all the time. There's people always streaming. Just start and just at the same time. I always go for the very low, the zero or the one or two, or someone that's got exactly the same amount of people as I've got, because then you're basically doubling theirs, which I thought it's always nice.
Yeah, if I've got 100 or if I've got 70 and someone's got 30, I'll go into that so I know I'm knocking them to 100. So that's good. And I've noticed lately that more people, remember when, like last year, if you had, say, 100 people in and you raid out, only 50 would come. They seem to have fixed that now. The number seems to be really close to the number in the room. So I don't know what's happened, but it's definitely better.
What other things you're doing to do to promote your stream? Because I know what you're doing on Facebook. What other platforms do you use to promote your stream?
I was on Instagram, but then they got hacked.
Oh. So,
yeah, my Facebook got hacked. My Instagram got hacked. Even my Oculus, international symbol for Oculus. Yeah, that got, because I signed in with Facebook for that, so that got locked.
Shit.
So I've started my new Facebook now. So I've got a new Facebook, so everyone please follow me. Because people still think that I'm a bot. I'll send a friend request to them and they'll think I'm a bot. I got reported by one of my mates because he thought I was a bot. Instead of messaging me and going, have you got a new account? And they tried to close me down about four times. They tried to close me down for adding people. You're a social network. You've just got rid of 5,000 friends. I'm going to add a few back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would definitely start a new Instagram. I'd start a new Instagram because you...
but it's still suspended. It's only suspended, Graham. Log in, it says it's suspended because of it's linked to the Facebook account. So my theory is, but if they get rid of my old one completely and nuke it so that the email
How old is your new old one?
20 years.
Instagram, your 20 years Instagram. How many followers did you have?
One. You? No, I don't know. 3,000 or something?
Yeah, you can make that back in about 2 months, 3 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With the help of you?
No, you just start new ones, because with the old accounts, there's loads of like old code, and old bitty code in there, and it's just like, if you start a new, we started a new account for somebody in May, and by August they're up to 1,500 followers, and just hammering Instagram reels, and just because they had all the new algorithm, the new code, and the new ways of setting up a page, and it was a brand new page, it just grew really quickly.
All right, okay, right, I'm going to do that then. That's my decision made.
Okay.
My new Instagram is at Graham Farmer.
Are you? Did I see you have Discord? Are you using Discord?
I use Discord, but I had to. Well, I still got it, and the community's still going in it. Mm. But again, I just simply can't get the time to sit in and chat. And it's a great platform, and I wish I could spend more time in there, but I just don't have the time. Once I go in, 6 hours later, I come out. You know, I just like don't have the time to go in, especially some of the channels we've got with the GIFs and stuff. You can just be in there for hours, and I really need to nail this production thing.
So are you just starting to produce now? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I got a track out in January though. It's what happened was I did a remix of Everybody Be Somebody by Roughnecks, and then obviously I was going back and forth with Michael Gray, and he said, "You're not going to believe it, but someone asked me to do a remix of it. And I haven't got time. Do you want me to send them yours?" So I was like, yeah, thinking nothing would come of it. And then the record label messaged me back and said, yeah, we want to put this out. And it's High Fashion Records? It's the same record label that Dr. Packer puts out on. So.
Nice.
Yeah. So it comes out in January. And they messaged me yesterday saying they still haven't got a date, but they're working on the sleeve and it's going to come out on vinyl as well. I just have to
Christmas. Classic. Classic.
Yeah.
Disco? I guess, yeah.
No, yes, kind of like, well, Everybody Be Someone's like a house record anyway, so it's like that, but it's got a bit of a chunkier build up.
When you're streaming, do you plan your streams? How do you select the records for your streams?
I sit the night before and I put a playlist together. It's usually 35 songs for a 3-hour show.
Wow.
Because I like to give or take some, because 4 minutes a record sometimes?
Yeah,
when I used to do my longer streams, it was 60 records, but I sit and I sort them out. And I think for the first year and a half, I didn't repeat one song once.
Nice.
For the full first year, because there's so much music out there anyway. So I normally sit at about 8 o'clock on the night and then make my playlist for the next day. Like, I've already got today's show planned from yesterday. It's a load of disco house today and stuff. But because I found that it sounds daft, but my stream's in front of me, but my computer and my music's over here. So if I'm spending 90% of my stream doing this, I'm not engaging with the audience. And the audience is, my community is more important to me than what my music is to me. Does that make sense? I'll play anything. I'll just play anything to me. I don't care really.
So you plan, do you just work down the list and then have you already kind of planned the idea and... Okay.
No, I just hit the BPM. I don't go in key. I just go BPM. So the show always starts slow and ends fast.
And then you're okay because then you're more just being with the community and being...
Just being with the community, because then I stick them into, in Serato, you know, you've got the top section, the preview thing, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
I've never used Serato.
Yeah. So you drag your tunes from the crate into the top section, and as you play them, it deletes it. So when you load it, it automatically gets the next one. So you press load on the next deck and it's automatically there.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, so you don't have to look at the tunes. You know it's the next one. You just press load and you're there. And it gives
That's
you...
Cool.
I've had people... We don't do requests, but I've had some every now and again. And people go, why don't you do them? I say, because it's going to take me at least a minute to find it. And that's a minute where I lose the chat and stop... Like I say, I talk more than I play music sometimes. But that's it. I want to know what people are up to. I want to know if you've had a good day, if you've had a bad day. You know, it's a
popular thing. We're sitting here like, should we play a track? Like, especially when it comes to demos, we're sitting here like, should we play a record? And Loz is like crying. He's like, and people in the chat going, play a fucking record. We're sitting here. Someone told me in our chat, our longest for starting a stream and not playing a demo is I think like 37 minutes for a demo stream. It's taken 37 minutes to get to the record.
That's crazy that you said 37 minutes, because I was about to tell you a story about my friend called Neil. Neil's a DJ in Hull, right? And he's known for using the microphone. And he's also known to have a few beers. And his record for ranting in a pub with no music playing is 37 minutes.
No way.
Yeah, and my other friend took the mic off him, but he had a cordless one, so he just started ranting again. He was going on to some Karen. That's whole for you. There you go, Ethan. Yeah. Yeah. 37 minutes was his record of talking and no music in a bar.
That's very funny. Someone says, if you want to do a request show, you can set up a bot to add tracks to the playlist, and you can set channel points to redeem song requests.
Yeah, but then you're still looking for the track. That's the thing I hate. I did do it where we used to have the Discord, and if you want a song, if anyone wants a song playing on Friday, say, you can message me and say, like Kenny messaged me yesterday wanting a Michael Gray track. He wanted I'm Every Woman, I think. And he messaged and said, can you play this on your show tomorrow? Yeah, of course I can. I'll stick it in the playlist when I'm sorting them. I don't mind. Grumpy was in the chat. We did a full 3-hour show of just tunes that he selected. We've done loads of that before.
Old music, new music, promos?
Everything. I play house and disco, but I like to play new records, or new to me. They don't have to be new records. They're new records that I've found. I like to create, dig on sites and find tunes. But we play a lot of classics sometimes. I play loads of promos because I'm on loads of promo lists because of Twitch. You'd be surprised when you start getting followers on Twitch, you'd be surprised how many people want to give you free music. So I'm on quite a few. Disco. I love Tropical Disco. Hot Gorilla, they give me some real good stuff.
I need to just find Tropical Disco. That sounds very cool.
If you like disco house that sounds like porn music.
I do. Great.
That's it. There's no vocals. No vocals whatsoever. Maybe there's a stab every now and again. But Tropical Disco is amazing. We've got loads on Friday show. I've got all the new promos on Friday.
What do you do with your streams afterwards? Like, are you putting them on YouTube? Are you chopping them up for Instagram? Are you putting them on TikTok? Like,
nope, nothing.
It's turn up. It's like a club. Turn up and you get it. Otherwise, you don't see it.
And that was one of the things that most people ask me. And that does it? Like, I'm thinking about twitching. Does it save your mixes? No one's gonna log in and listen to your mix you did last week on Twitch. I don't care who you are. They're not gonna. Because there's too much live stuff going on. So what's the point of saving it? If you turn them off anyway, then you're not going to get copyright infringements as well.
I saw you do muted sessions. What are those? Tell me about muted.
Everyone seemed to be putting mixes up. And then I sat one day and I was on the phone with a good friend of mine, Peter Parsons, who I met through David Morales. I met Dave in Middlesbrough and Peter was up there. And me and Peter have been friends since. I think it was about probably a year and a half ago now I've known Pete, but there's not a day goes by. And then we were sat one day and it just came to it. I was like, people want me, I keep getting asked to shut up like when I'm playing music, but I'm not going to shut up on Twitch, like at all. Let's do a mix show where it's a weekly mix, but I don't talk. And it just came out of my mouth and said, muted. Next thing, we've got the artwork and it's me with gaffer tape around my mouth. And we're on to episode 44 tomorrow. We do one every week.
Nice.
So
is that part tomorrow, of your streaming? Is that part of your?
No. I record them on I usually record them on a Wednesday or a Thursday. I just stand up here. I put my tracks. It's always 10 tracks. They're usually the ones that when I'm streaming during the week, what I do is I set up a crate. And then if there's something that makes my ears go ping, I stick it in the crate. And then I pick 10 of the best from the week. And that's what becomes muted on the Thursday. And then I put them for free download on the following Tuesday on SoundCloud.
I saw that.
And tomorrow is the Peter Parsons selection. Parsons sent me 10 tracks, so I've mixed them and I've done that already. So that's nice. For tomorrow.
Have you had any records that have kind of, you know, regulars that you know your audience likes, you know, that makes them pop off? Like when you're in a club and you've got you've got the club's kind of, I guess, anthem. Do you have your own kind of?
There's definitely some, especially in lockdown, because people were looking for things like that. And it sounds daft, but some records became ingrained in the lockdown era and became lockdown anthems. I mean, Party People by Mike Freak.
Yeah.
Absolute lockdown anthem, right? And when we went to Ministry of Sound, Mike was playing and Mike played it. And I'm pretty certain babies were born on the dance floor. But and that's how important it was, you know. And there's things like that, and there's a couple of Aretha Franklin things. Anything by Michael Gray lights the chat up. Anything by Shapeshifters, you know, especially things that people like DJ Strobe does some really good stuff. Always works.
Just nice
things that people connect to.
I think I premiered that Mike Freak record.
Yeah, I think Mike Freak's in the chat. He's brilliant. Yeah, yeah. But I think but because I like to make my shows different every time. We don't repeat a lot of stuff. We don't often repeat stuff unless I'm going to do a long stream and then I'll go back to a couple of shows because I sometimes save, if I've had a good stream, I'll save it as a playlist and I'll sometimes go back and cherry pick tracks.
How do you pick, do you go for certain genres for certain days, certain?
No, apart from Disco Fridays is always disco, but Mondays and Wednesdays, most of the time I haven't heard the track. Let alone my audience. I've just simply downloaded it that way.
Nice.
Yeah, because cool. Then it just keeps it fresh. And 90% of the stuff is stuff that no one knows. It's just good music.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to keep, like, what's that stupid saying? A good DJ doesn't play what you want. He plays what you want, you need to hear, right?
So, yeah.
But as long as it's a good vibe, I've been in the game long enough to know a good record when I hear one. So,
agreed.
But that doesn't work when you do IRL. And that's why I struggle sometimes with IRL. I mean, I've kept residencies for years, but the manager's always like, oh, you come and play house and disco? Yeah, I do. You start playing house and disco and they go, this isn't Robin S. And you go, no, because it's house and disco. It's good stuff. But you play better music on Twitch than what I do in real life. My real life gigs are all, my real life gigs are all well-known tunes, always. Especially
Have you got any gigs off of being on Twitch, live ones?
A couple. I don't think so. Not many though. But I can't think what it was. I did get one though. I've been offered a few, and then I was supposed to be doing a festival in Germany this year, but then it got shut because the field was on the wrong side of the other field or something stupid.
What?
Yeah, I was supposed to be playing with Michael Gray and something like the festival encroached onto this other field by about a metre or something and the guy in the other field put a stop to it and cancelled it. It was ridiculous, but that was in Germany.
That's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you kind of, I know there's the kind of feeling when it comes to live streaming and it's like, do you see people saying on other social media where they're kind of, I don't like live streaming, I don't get the same kind of connection with the fan base, I don't get the same connection with the community. You seem to definitely have that with your community. You're like there with them. Like you say, you don't want to know what underpants they're wearing.
Yeah, I do. I love to know what underpants they're wearing. But do you know why? Because I didn't go on there to be a superstar DJ. I went on there to play music and have a piss take.
Okay, cool.
I go on there to have fun. And do you know what it is? If I go on there some days and I'm in the mood to just... Sometimes I wreck mixes and stuff, but deep down I can mix. Like I'm quite a good DJ, believe it or not. But if I go on and I stick my head down and ignore my chat and just mix, my chat just dies, and I won't get any subs or nothing. People are just going to lurk mode, and that's what people don't realize. They go on and they try and be superstar DJ. That's not what Twitch is about. If you want to do seamless mixes, stick them on Mixcloud. People listen to them, right? And I think that's what it is. I like to know, like you said, I like to know what people, undies people wear, you know?
And do you have any midstream hacks for growing your audience? Your live audience?
Midstream?
Yeah, like just kind of like you do things you just know are going to boost numbers or...
No, but if anyone knows one, I would really like to know some.
Okay.
just be yourself. I mean, I must pop up on some people's recommendeds and people must come in just to see what the hell's going on.
If
Banana Mafia is out, I mean, Banana Mafia, to anyone who doesn't know what the channel is, people got to go, what's this guy doing?
Yeah.
I am going to get a static shock one day off my banana outfit because my stalk keeps rubbing on me soundproofing. So one day I'm going to get a massive bolt.
Are you streaming from your roof, your loft? Is that where you're at? Is that where you stream from?
Yeah. This is, you can see it bending. Look, this is the roof.
Yeah.
So when I moved house so that my boy could go to a different school because he was already in the school and they threatened to move him because of the catchment area. So I said, right, well, I'm going to move out. So I moved here, which is, I can see his school out my bedroom window. So I moved on purpose so that, and that's when I got the loft. I was like, oh, I'm going to change it to a design studio. But then lockdown happened and the rest is history. But yeah, this is that's next door. That's the neighbour's house there. And they've got a converted loft as well. But I've asked them many times, like, is my music too loud? And they're like, we don't hear it. And that's there's two little girls asleep next door. Hmm. And she said, we don't hear it. And I have it at quite a volume.
Is it because of the padding and the protection and the soundproofing?
It's good soundproofing, but it's not the most expensive stuff. So I don't know. Maybe it is.
So you started on your phone and now you're on two computers.
Yeah.
What other tech are you using?
Right. Let's so go tech right the way through. I've got a PC. I bought a gaming PC, which is this one here that's not turned on.
Yep.
It's down there. Right, so that's a beast that it's total overkill. It doesn't need to be what it is. It's a beast. So I use that, and then I've got all my other tech. All these three screens here, by the way, is my graphic design life. This is just so my middle one is where I design. That one there is where I open my emails, and that one's where I dump my files.
Nice.
And then nice. And then I've got two Technics 1210s there with an S11 mixer. My other monitor's over there. This is what people can't see, by the way, but my other monitor's there where I read my chat. There's my little window.
For fresh air.
Yeah. And then I've got some Robin Head disco lights.
Nice.
Gaffer tape to my banister. This is my banister where I go downstairs.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I mean, I've had people fall down that when they came to see me and danced and fell down it, right? And yeah, so that's on the other side of the room. And that's what I've got, really. And then, so I use a MacBook to play the records. And then I've got a big, like, basically an umbilical cord underneath. And if I turn these lights on, I've got some secondary lights on. Yeah. I've got like a.
That's nice, old pink.
We can have whatever color you want, baby. Right. It's only an LED strip, Graham. Don't get excited. And then, but there's an umbilical cord under there.
Yeah,
with one of them, you know, the plastic things that you put cables in and it sticks to the wall, and it's just got all my camera cables and it goes to that PC, and that's it.
Nice. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind one of them fancy moving cameras. You know, the ones that just go, like just.
Oh yeah, I went to Defected and they've got them. That Defected one is not all you think it is. Basically, the one that Defected used, because we went down and looked at it, and all it is a GoPro. You can get a motorized train for like a little train. Basically, it's just a thing that goes back and forth. And it was like, we looked it up on Amazon. It was like 50, 60 quid for the back and forth with a GoPro.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the wire plugs into the back. There's a wire that just goes along with it that's in the back of the GoPro.
We've got a spare GoPro as well. I've got one over there somewhere.
That's all it is. That's all theirs is, the Defected one.
It's a good idea. I don't know where I'd put it, Graham.
Theirs goes basically in where the decks is, that kind of goes the other side of the deck, so it kind of going across, and so you kind of get that angle up your nose like that, yeah.
Who wants to see that all day?
Yeah, we thought about extra cameras in here, and we're like, we've got camera
these
too.
Things as well. These are good. I've got LEDs. Just they're Elgato nice. Lights.
Oh, yeah.
But I linked them to my, when I started music production years ago, I bought an Akai AK-40, never used it. But what I didn't know was if you've got sound switch, you know, the DMX cable, the APC-40 turns into a control deck for sound switch. So if you wipe all the buttons out, so you've got nothing programmed, plug it in the sound switch, it becomes a dedicated controller for sound switch. So that's how we've got the lights connected to my... So when people follow me, they go blue, and when they raid me, they go red.
Oh, I didn't know that. You could do that. That's cool.
Yeah. So if you go on to,
I want to do that.
It's dead easy to set up.
We'll work that out.
Yeah. Well, you just get a virtual keyboard or a real keyboard, and then you get the DMX, and you just press the button that you want it, and then I've got LumiStream. In LumiStream, you tell it what DMX key to turn on and turn off. So it it turns it red for like 30 seconds, then turns it off.
Oh,
we had a nightmare with it when we set it up the last time, though, because I didn't know this. There's a thing called sticky keys. Have you heard of sticky keys?
No, I've not heard of any of this. This is all mad. It's cool.
It's basically a key that gets stuck. right? So it's called sticky keys, right? I didn't know that this could happen in a digital keyboard, on the screen, app. So every time we pressed red, it was just sticking on. And we had, so
everything has a red.
There was me trying to do it, Hull DJ doing it. What's he called? Richard, who goes out with Claire. He was trying to do it, and he works for the company, and he was like, we can't figure it out. 2 days later, we realised that the button we were setting it up on was a sticky key, so it wasn't deactivating. So I found out which keys didn't work on this virtual keyboard, the Mac virtual keyboard, and then just change the key, and it works. But it's pretty easy, and I think LumiStream's really good in the keep updating.
Gee, you need a new tarp before the show. Oh, we got a new tarp, because my shed has a little bit of a leak here. Obviously, I'm in my shed in my garden, and we basically got a tarp last year to put over the, instead of getting the roof fixed, we just got a tarp and just kind of wrapped it in this tarp. And then after a year of the wind blowing it and it moving around, and it basically got some little frays in the tarp. So then the water started leaking back in.
And we've now
basically got a second tarp, and we've wrapped the first tarp over the, we only take the old tarp off, we just wrapped the second one over the first one, so it's like we're double bagged the shed now.
Because when you say you double bagged the shed, so when you say you're in a shed, you are actually, people don't know sometimes that you are in your shed, right?
We're in the shed. So in the summer, when we were the first year we were doing streaming, we basically we would open the door and go and run in the because we have a giant paddling pool in the garden, we have one of those 3 meter ones. And when the hype train got to like,
I remember
five,
you telling us,
we would leg it out the door and go and jump in the pool, and all that would be on the stream.
That's what I like though. I want to see people jumping in streams in pools and stuff. You know,
and I'd literally be sat here like soaking wet, going trying to interview someone trying to dry and with all this electricity around me, like
I'm not like touch the microphone.
Exactly.
When when I used to work abroad, they used to have like a shelf above me in the DJ box where we would keep, believe it or not, bras, knickers, anything that the punters used to throw at us, right? But then the mic came down like with a bolt and a stick, and the stick was metal, and then there was the microphone. And what no one told me was that if you put your fingers on the mixer, it was an old Allen and Heath mixer, and your fingers were touching the metal of the mixer, and I had hold of the stick, and I went to say, is anyone from the UK in here? And my lips touched the mic. The club lights just went off, and I took the full current through my whole body. It just went,
oh my God.
Boom.
All
the veins popped up and everything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was. I remember it.
So you zapped your lips, and then my
body. Not my lips.
Shit.
My lips touched the mic and just boom.
Shit.
Went out, yeah. Just had hold of it. It was a crazy DJ box, that though. The local copper used to come in and handcuff me to the DJ box while I wasn't looking. He used to think it was hysterical. He'd just come in and slap some handcuffs on me mid-mix.
That's crazy.
What, I came out of there with
What five things would you say have built your Twitch audience?
My audience, without a doubt.
Your audience.
Yeah, definitely. There's the wackiness and the craziness and not being normal. Definitely. Being repetitive in a good way, right? Like, having a schedule, definitely. Yeah. What are we on? Three? See you later, Ross.
Number four.
Damn right determination.
Yeah, okay.
And Joey Ventura.
Joey Ventura. Hey, Joey Ventura. How you doing, Dudio?
I can't think of any more. You can't just expect to be massive without doing anything. You've got to put hard work in.
Agreed.
You have to put the hours in. Don't turn up and think you're going to be Rockefeller skank without lifting a pencil up, right? And it's the same with everything, right? You have to try. You get out of bed and you think of something, doing something silly, or you do something daft, or what can you do? And don't be embarrassed and don't be scared. You don't have to look like the most professional person in your life. Have a laugh with it. And people will see you know you're having the fun. I mean, I go into some streamers and within 30 seconds I've left because they're just so up their own ass. It's unbelievable. Like, oh God, get a life. It's the truth, though. But how many times have you walked into a club or a bar and the DJ thinks he's bigger than Jesus? You know, just, or bigger than Prince. I'm officially bigger than Prince because he was 5'10", I think the chat might correct you. We found out how big Prince was, so I technically am bigger than Prince.
I'm definitely bigger than Prince.
How tall are you?
6'6".
No, you're not 6'6".
I am.
You are not 6'6".
I am.
Are you really?
Yep.
See, as soon as people see me in real life, they go, we thought you were massive. And I'm not. I'm only 5'10".
People say, Jesus, you're big. I go,
are you really 6'6"?
Yeah.
Right. I'm bringing my ruler around. Hang on. Right. I've got a vinyl here. Hang on. So, one.
Do you know, I met someone from the Philippines and they were like, I thought you were only tiny because I watch you on YouTube and you're only this big on YouTube. And I was like, really?
That means you wouldn't be able to, I don't think you'd be able to fit in here then, Graham.
I can barely fit in here. I barely can fit. There's the roof's there and I can barely fit in here.
What would you reckon if I start doing these podcasts then, right?
Yep.
With these interviews, where would you recommend me stick them?
Where are you going to start them?
That's the question.
Are you going to do them live?
No, they'll be pre-recorded because I think some of the people I want to interview wouldn't want to risk it live with the questions I ask them. So it might have to be case record it, then we can take out the bits that they didn't wish to say.
I would put everything on YouTube.
And start a new channel for it, Discord Does or something or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I would put everything on YouTube, brand new channel, and I would do I would make them long form, and then I would chop bits out for shorts.
Oh, what sort of length would you go to? Like an hour? Is that too long?
I like that this hour.
Do you like how I'm interviewing you? By the way, yeah, how did you start on Twitch, Graham?
So I basically met a guy in 2013 in Miami. An after party, and then like 8-9 years later, he basically was the senior person at Twitch, or Switch senior person at Music Twitch, and then he messaged me and he said because I had zero followers and nothing, and I had my YouTube channel, I was putting out all my helpful content on Insta and YouTube, and he messaged me and goes, do you want to come and be on Twitch? I can make you a partner, and I can basically pay you a load of money to do it. And I went, yeah, that sounds cool.
That's real good. That's how you end up on Front Page all the time.
Yeah.
Cool. Yep. I don't think they'd let me on Front Page.
It's, do you know what? It's not as good as you think it is. Like you see a lot of numbers, but it's not a lot of those convert into chat because a lot of them are gamers or just watching lurking. It it does grow your stream a little bit. Like we definitely have got people that that are still here now come from Front Page, but it's not like you're better having, like you were saying earlier, it's better having your 100 that they're all engaging and all there because they want to be there than 12,000 that are just watching. We use the Front Page for something different to what they want us to use it for. They want us, like, we use it for a PR thing because we want to get big interviews and big names.
Yeah.
Because then I chop that content for other social media. And also, I want to be speaking at conferences. So me doing big interviews with John Newman where we've got 12,500 people watching.
Yeah, I watched that. It was brilliant. It was really, really good.
I'm loving all these names, by the way, in the chat. Disco Dilemmas is great. Disco Biscuits is funny.
Disco Dilemmas is great. Disco Biscuits is my channel points.
Yeah, Disco Dilemmas. I like Disco Dilemmas. Do's and don'ts. That's quite good. I always think when you're doing a name, you want it to be if you think about the kind of how would it be sponsored at some point? How would it be sponsored and would it sound cool if it was sponsored? Disco Dilemmas in association with, you know, Rave Horns. Sounds all right.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a sponsor if anyone's listening. I could do with this. Adidas. Someone was from Adidas the other day and I was wearing an Adidas jacket and they were like, we should get you Disco Knows Best.
That's a lie.
It's got to be punchy and short, right?
If it's going on YouTube, then you've just got to be able to say it, like...
Disco Confessions. That's quite a good idea. I like the Confessions.
That is a great idea. That would be a great series.
How Save Disco. We've got T-shirts. We've already got merch for that.
Yeah, tell me about merch. How? When did it start? And does it make you money? Is it profitable for you?
I'd like to... About £100 a month, I think, give or take. It's my mate Dave from Wales. And he messaged me one day and said, do you want to do some merch? Because he has a T-shirt printing company. and he does that. So we started with a Disco Squad, and the Disco Squad t-shirts, these absolutely flew, like they went crazy. And then we started adding random ones. I think we're up to about 20 different designs on the page now.
And do you keep them? Do you keep them all time, or do you retire some?
Unless we do. So sometimes he'll message me and they say, "I've found a load of orange t-shirts. Do you want to do a cheap one quickly?" But I mean, as soon as I went on, I always said that I didn't want to make money off them. It was basically advertising for me. So the prices have always, I think I make about £2 or £3 every time someone buys one. You know, it's not a great deal. It's more about the fact that people are wearing my merch. Derek McKenzie from Jamiroquai was wearing one in Amsterdam the other week. So I've got photos of that.
That's very cool.
And then people message me and go, I went to a concert and I seen your merch on someone. Or I'll see a photo on, I seen one about 6 months ago, a lot of people going on holiday to Australia and someone in the photo was wearing one of my t-shirts. And I didn't even know who it was. I was just like, that's one of the best feelings in the world.
That's very cool.
Yeah. And they're only dead simple, but the great t-shirts, I'm not advertising them by the way, but yeah.
No, it's cool. Yeah, I like the whole merch thing. I wish I'd done the whole merch thing a long time ago, because it's my uniform for coming to work now. I just literally get up and put a DT t-shirt or a DT jumper.
Do you know what it is? I need to buy some new clothes because I only have Twitch stuff in my wardrobe. So when I go to a real life gig, I've got random like Lee Buxton t-shirts and stuff. So I need to buy some, because I've got loads. I must have a drawer with, and I'm not lying, 50 black t-shirts with different logos on where people send me them and stuff. There's loads of them.
That's cool. Yeah, I just have a big thing of DT stuff, and I'm just like, oh, I'll have that one today and that one. And it just makes it easy, because I'll record all the content.
I'll swap you. I'll send you one of mine and I'll have a DT one.
Great. Who's the biggest name you've had in your chat, Steve?
Without being disrespectful to other DJs, it's got to be David Morales coming into my chat, I think. I mean, David's massive, right? And I know he's just Twitcher and stuff, but to have David Morales come and sit in your chat, that's quite impressive. And we had Bobby Promo. Oh, who did Bobby Promo bring in? Oh, hang on. Oh, Tyree Cooper's streaming now.
Nice.
Yeah, now he's streaming now, which is amazing. Yeah, Louis Vega as well. Louis Vega's still smashing it.
Yeah, his streams are great.
So,
how have your streams evolved over? What have you learned from streaming, and how have they evolved over the 3 years?
Well, I've learned not to worry about it.
Yep.
Because if things went wrong before, I always used to have a meltdown and like, what am I going to do about it? Now you just have to go with it. If something's not working, as you said before, it's always working fine until you press go live and then everything implodes.
Yeah.
Well, as for, it's evolved, like I said, it's evolved from a phone to, I mean, this used to all be Artex. We didn't have a disco ball. We've got a full lighting rig, smoke machine, lights on the ceiling, lights behind. We've got player bars behind these. So it's evolved basically from a phone to a club. If you shut the blinds and turn all the lights on in here, it's like a club. So it's evolved visually. And we started, we did that thing where all streamers start and they go, oh, you can put that on your stream. Oh, you can put that on your stream. And they put everything on. We started like that. We had a chat going down the side of the video. We had this going down it. We had them going down. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's still chaos on it. Don't worry. There's still chaos on it. But after a while, you soon realize that there's no point having a lot of them because they become distractions. Yes. I mean, when we first started, I used to play a game. We used to do Stream Raiders where people in the chat, Stream Raiders is an online game. Gamers use it. And you level up. So we would have it running in the background on the PC and then you could log in.
Oh, we had something like that. Yeah.
And it was Chris Craze who, because me and Chris Craze became real good friends rapidly. I mean, we still speak to each other daily, FaceTime. And he messaged me and said, I think that game's hurting your stream. And I was like, well, it can't be, because we get one or two followers from the gaming community come over when they see I'm streaming. But then he went, no, you're taking people away from the game for a little bit. So we stopped doing that, and it made sense, because it was distracting, you know. And once you get rid of the distractions, but we're still mental. And now we've got this bloody banana thing, which is killing me. So
tell me about the banana thing. How's that happened? What's going on with the bananas?
Well, I used to have a banana outfit,
right,
and I lost it. It's in the house somewhere, but we don't know. So then the other week, Julie C. Ward said, "I'm sending you something in the post." So then the maracas turned up. So right. I messaged, yeah, this is how weird it is, right? We've all seen Peanut Butter Jelly Time, right?
Yeah.
So the maracas turned up. So I messaged Julie and said, thanks for the maracas. Mm. And she said, I haven't sent you any maracas, but
oh my God,
it'll go with what I've sent you. So, but then I remember Freckles, another community member, asking for my address. So I messaged her and said, did you send me these maracas? I said, how did you know that Julie was sending me a banana outfit? And she went, I didn't. So in the same weekend, someone sent me a banana outfit and a set of maracas. And now I have two banana outfits, but I can't find one of them.
What's the weirdest thing you've been sent?
Weirdest?
Yeah.
Oh,
Nicest thing. Or nicest thing.
I've got loads. I've got some real good stuff. I've got a Little Fever sticker, which is one of my favourite things.
Nice.
I've got a Christmas card from Carrie Swain with a picture of a dog on it.
Nice.
Yeah, I think that's her dog as well.
Nice.
I've got a framed photo of Julie Seward.
Nice. She needs a Christmas hat. She needs to give her a little magic hat. You need a little magic hat.
As soon as I was already thinking of that. Right. And there's all sorts of things over here. It's crazy. It's I'll tell you what I did find, right? And this is off. I've got some Michael Gray CDs.
Nice.
Yeah, well, I do the artwork for these for DMC.
Oh, cool. Sick.
So they send me them free.
Do you have a CD player?
No. So before we go, because I'll have to go soon.
Yeah, yeah.
My grandma sadly passed away a couple of years ago now, right? Mm-hmm. But she was like one of the biggest inspirations in my life, right? If you've got grandparents, make the most of them, right? Because one day they won't be there. But anyway, growing up, I always used to think that my grandma was a bullfighter, right? Because there's a photo of her fighting bulls, right? Stay with me. So when she passed away, my uncle rang me and my grandma passed away then a couple of weeks ago. Well, maybe 2 months ago now, my granddad passed away. Mm. So when he passed away, they were clearing the house and my uncle rang and said, right, she used to fight bulls, right? So my uncle said, we're clearing the house. Is there anything you want of your grandma's that reminds you of her, right? Before we give it to charity, because they give all her like furniture and stuff to charity. I said, yeah, I want the photograph of her fighting bulls, a fighting a bull, right?
Right.
And the other day I went to Middlesbrough to see my mum and she went, I've got the photographs. Yeah, a matador, right? She said, I've got the photos my uncle give you. And I was like, okay. Are you ready to see the photograph of my grandma fighting a bull that I thought was real until I was about 14?
Okay. Grand matador. Oh my God, it's like stuck on. Fuck's
sake. She's got a red through.
Oh, it's a head through one. Oh, fuck's sake.
I thought that was real until I was about 14.
What the fuck?
It's cool, isn't it? I got it the other day.
Grand matador.
Grand matador. There's a one of me. There's one of me as a kiddie.
Nandador.
Nandador. Nandador. Yeah. Oh, I thought there was one of me. Yeah, this is me and my grandma when I was a... This is Baby Disco.
Aww.
Check it out.
There you go. That's cool.
Shouldn't be near that gas fire that close with that fleece card.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. So, I thought she was a matador until I was about 14. And I only just got them the other day.
That's cool.
One of my things on my... Yeah. I'm going to get them.
That's one of the things you've been saying. Okay, cool.
there you go. You asked.
What were they saying in the chat? Oh, yeah. My lot made me a lord last Christmas.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm actually Lord Graham Farmer.
Yeah. I quite like the idea of that, and I was looking into it. But
I got a cowbell as well.
Oh, no. I've got a cowbell. Campbell sent me a cowbell.
Yeah, I've got an MXL. Double cowbell, cowbell off.
Cowbell off, that's the one. I forgot about that. Nice. Campbell sent me that. Campbell sent me all sorts. I've had Tizer. He sent me some Iron Brew. I've still got a can of Iron Brew over there.
If you had to start your stream right now, again, from the scratch, what would you do? What would you tell yourself to do? Like, if you're going to tell yourself to go and start streaming right now, what are the biggest things you'd say, go and do?
Press start.
Press start.
That's it. And wing it. Just, I don't know. What would you do? Don't look at other people.
Yep.
Don't try and be other people.
Yeah.
Trying to be other people won't make you as big as them. Be yourself. Because you've got to be yourself. No one likes someone who's trying to be someone else.
They're great.
Yeah, because you just make yourself look stupid. Get a banana outfit.
Yeah.
Go for the trump card. Play your trump card. No, just be yourself and make sure that you have fun with it and just be part. If you're going to build it as a community, be a community member. You know, just don't do it and pretend you're going to be. Don't pretend to be a friend. I always say that my door's always open. If people want to chat to me, I get pings all the time. People just wanting to chat. I've told you that. 11 o'clock at night, I'll get messages. Hey, mate, you're all right. How are you doing?
Nice.
But if you're ever going to be, I get a lot of people, because we don't talk about it, but we do a lot with mental health. So I have a lot of people who message me about their mental health. And
that's cool.
They say that Twitch has helped them through it, you know? So so we help people a lot with that. But that's just part, that's how we built the channel up. And it's good that people are allowed to say what they want. As long as they're not offensive anywhere, they're not rude to anyone, or they're not just blatantly being a bigot, they can say, my chat is absolutely open forum. You can say what you want in my chat. I mean, we've got some good mods and Sandy will ban you, but it takes a lot to get banned, because I think you should, I'm a firm believer in freedom of speech. So I think
cool.
You should say what you want. Yeah. Yeah. It's good. Food chat. Yeah, we always talk about food. Oh, I'm always starving when I finish streaming.
Yeah, I am as well. Yeah. That's a thing. That actually is a thing. Like, because I'm literally come out of here and we'll go to Los. I'm starving. That's interesting you say that, because I am the same.
We had a full 3-hour stream about Viennetta Worlds one day. Not Viennetta Worlds. What's the long ice cream called? Rita, what are they called?
Viennetta.
Yeah, and prawn rings. We spoke about Rita's prawn ring for about 3 hours one day.
Wow. Yeah, we've had the pineapple on ham pizza chat for about 2 or 3 hours, because I ate a pineapple on ham pizza on stream
Did you go up or down your numbers?
I can't remember.
People must have just been tuning in.
We talked about the price of fish fingers. Oh, yeah.
We discussed the price of fish fingers.
Oh, they just got, oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, we did. Yeah. We had the price of fish fingers, tomato sauce. We had the tomato sauce session one day.
Oh, and we had a cereal one the other day, because we're talking about making our own cereal called Sheddies or Shedheads or Shedded Wheat.
That they're just, the merchandise writes itself, Graham. That's why are you talking to me? Get on it. Sheddies is amazing. I'd buy Sheddies.
Yeah, Shedded Wheat as well.
Just, or Shedded Yeats. Little house marshmallows.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Sheddies. I would have them. Shedded Yeats.
And for my Christmas dream, my daughter basically bought me this mug. Yeah, it's basically a mug with a cookie jet space underneath. And we're going to see what biscuits fit in the hole. And that's going to be one of my
idea.
And it's going to be literally.
We had a full discussion about holes that were glorious the other day, and people took it the wrong way. We were talking about the hand washing machines at Bridlington Beach.
And Twitch off dark, here we.
Yeah. Oh, my Christmas card will be getting done this week as well. I need to go buy a Christmas jumper, because I always send out a Christmas card to my viewers.
Nice.
Yeah, if they want one, then they just message me their address and then I send it. I send them all over the world. I've got some left from last year.
Nice.
Yeah. And
What other community things do you do before you go? Because you've got, it's 10-2, dude.
That's it. I send them gifts. I receive gifts off them. I chat to them on other platforms. Twitch isn't I hate whispers. Don't whisper me. I get on other platforms, WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger and stuff, and chat to them outside of community. And then meet up if I can meet up with people, it's brilliant. I love it. I used to be on the CB years ago, so meeting up with people, it's like that when you used to go and eyeball people.
Nice.
I really am that old.
Thank you so much for doing this. It's been great fun and great to chat to you. It's been really educational.
Did we talk about Twitch?
We did. We got loads done. We're going to get some great content. But thank you so much for doing it. And great to see you.
I love it. We should do it again.
We can do. Maybe when a record comes out.
We'll swap it round. I'll interview you.
I'll come on your stream. Cool.
No, we'll do it on here.
Podcast. And I'll interview you. On your podcast. Yeah, okay, cool.
Oh, no, definitely on the podcast. I'm down for that. definitely, 100%. That'd be cool. Because I'd like to get into that brain of yours, because I think you have more to tell than what you tell me.
Probably.
Yeah. The fact that you're 6'6" or whatever it is, I just still don't believe you.
I seriously am.
Before I go, the fish finger thing, we worked out how many fish fingers it is to America.
What the fuck? Okay.
That's what we were discussing. We discovered how many, I think it was 1.5 million fish fingers or something from the UK to America. That's what we were discussing.
Wow.
We got the average size of a fish finger, then we divided it by the miles. But right, I'm going to go because otherwise I'll be late for the little boy.
See you soon, dude.
I'm on the train at half. No, I loved it. Thank you.
Thanks, man. See you soon. Cheers. Bye. Bye-bye.